USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican nominee for Florida governor is defending himself against accusations that he was making a racist comment when he said this following his primary victory on Tuesday.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's current Congressman Ron DeSantis, who made that remark in connection with his opponent in November, Andrew Gillum. Last night, DeSantis explained,
I believe people should be judged based on their ability and character regardless of race, but it's because of that that I know that socialism won't work in Florida. It's not good for any race, color, or creed. So this is not about race.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. The special counsel's team now asking a court for more time to decide whether to seek a retrial for Paul Manafort. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Whee-oh! You melted me! I'm melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done! Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Drinking water has been entirely shut off at all the public schools in Detroit, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Superintendent Nikolai Beattie announcing his decision after test results spanning from 2016 until now showed that 34 out of 50 schools have higher than acceptable levels of contamination.
I'm not going to wait for the next round of results to come back.
For now, students will be drinking water from bottles and water coolers.
Australia is not letting classified information leaker and whistleblower Chelsea Manning into that country. The organizer of a speaking tour that Manning was to begin on Sunday says the government notified the former Army intelligence analyst that she's not allowed into Australia, presumably because of her criminal record. Manning pleaded guilty 5 years ago to leaking hundreds of thousands of pages of classified government data, her prison sentence commuted by President Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China says U.S. trade issues can only be resolved through talks as equals. China's commerce minister making the comment during a regular briefing today, saying China will stick to the steady opening of its economy regardless of U.S. actions. That spokesman adding that the U.S. and China had constructive trade talks last week during the vice minister's trip to Washington. An NFL linebacker is now being charged with insider trading. Cleveland Brown Michael Kendricks admitting that he made over $1 million a few years ago using insider tips from an acquaintance at Goldman Sachs. Kendricks apologizing yesterday, promising he'll pay back all the money that was illegally gained. But now the NFL is also reportedly reviewing that matter. A federal judge will hear a case today about the future of nearly two dozen grizzly bears living near the resort town of Jackson, Wyoming. Next month is a planned grizzly bear hunt, the first in the continental U.S. in four decades. Six lawsuits have been filed by environmental groups who want to stop people from killing those bears. Hunters argue the bears are no longer endangered, while the suits claim they do need to be reprotected. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.